the afternoon. Case number 25-2380, United States versus Beery. And counsel, take a couple minutes to get yourself situated.
Ready for me?
We set the timer.
Good afternoon, and may it please the court. My name is Kristen Lance, and I represent the appellate Christopher Beery. I would like to reserve 3 minutes for rebuttal.
Granted. Proceed.
Under the Supreme Court's decision in Rodriguez, a routine traffic stop cannot extend beyond the period reasonably necessary to complete the stop's mission, and officers cannot prolong the stop by detouring from that mission to investigate other crimes. In this case, Mr. Beery was the passenger in a vehicle that stopped for a cracked windshield and an expired registration. Within 6 minutes, the officers determined that the driver had an outstanding warrant, placed him in handcuffs, and decided to tow the vehicle. Meanwhile, the officers had ignored Mr. Beery, who sat quietly by as all these steps unfolded. But when he asked to leave, the officers decided to investigate him rather than resolve the stop. At that point, however, the officers lacked reasonable suspicion to turn from the stop's mission and prolong the stop by abandoning the routine tasks of writing a ticket and calling for a tow.
From your perspective, what was the length of the traffic stop?
In total or at that point? Well, the length of the traffic stop at the time the officers diverted from its mission was a little over 6 minutes.
And that doesn't seem all that long, so, I mean, in one sense, did they ever leave the mission of the stop when the questions were asked of the passenger after the driver was?
I think they did.
And found that he had an arrest warrant?
They suspected he had the dispatch had said that there was an arrest warrant for a retail theft, failure to appear. And they were waiting confirmation on that. At the point, Mr. Beery had just seen, the driver placed in handcuffs and put in the patrol car. So he asked if he could go, knowing that he was going to have to find another way home or to wherever he was going. All the ordinary inquiries of the traffic stop were completed at that point. They had already engaged the driver. They discussed the traffic-related infractions, the vehicle violations. They saw that he had this pending warrant, and they detained him, and they already made the decision to tow the vehicle. So when they turned to Mr. Beery to start asking him about how he knew this guy, what were they doing, there's no conceivable basis for that questioning other than to gain suspicion that he was potentially engaged in some sort of criminal activity.
It would seem the officers can ask Beery, the passenger, for his ID and to step out of the car as part of the traffic stop, if nothing else, for safety reasons.
Typically, under certain circumstances, that's certainly true, and courts have made clear, this court has made clear, that those actions are often reasonable. But in this case, Mr. Beery was unattended in that vehicle for those 6 minutes. And in fact, in a large part of the video, you can see as Officer Pratt sat in his patrol car calling into dispatch, Officer Shaheen attended to the driver who stood in front of the patrol car, and his back was often turned away from Mr. Beery. And that whole time, Mr. Beery is in the car, which, case law says time and time again is one of the most dangerous places for a person to be during a traffic stop, because they can reach into any area of the car and draw a gun. And, you know, and at the same time, the driver of the vehicle had yet to be secured. So, you know, at that point, we've got these two people. We don't know what's going on, but nobody seemed to acknowledge or care about Mr. Berry until he said, hey, can I get a cab?
I think the trouble with that is it's a subjective analysis rather than our standard is objective.
And I think objectively, as you watch the video and see how that transpires and what the officers are doing, which is, it's how we look at these stops. We want to see what they actually did. What steps were they taking? And every step they took was investigative. And initially that was okay because it was traffic related, right? It was on mission. But as soon as they turned their attention to Mr. Berry, they immediately went off mission. You know, they got him out of the car to start questioning about what he was doing and immediately asked, apparently, to perform a full investigative search of him.
Can you address whether it was, whether, even if we were to accept that interpretation, whether there was a prolonging of the stop given that the warrant confirmation was still pending at that time?
So the warrant check was pending, but the test that Rodriguez places on us is to look at whether they act. I mean, Rodriguez is essentially a diligence test, right? It's where the officer's moving the stop forward. And there was stuff to do. You know, they hadn't begun, right, as they both testified. They knew they had to write citations and they knew they had to arrange the tow. And instead of doing either of those things, both officers went off mission to begin this investigation of Berry. Arguably under especially following Ross, it would have been okay if Shaheen had gone over to Berry and he could have investigated him all he wanted so long as Pratt had continued forward with the traffic stops mission. So I think the real problem here is that they both diverted simultaneously to trying to see what was going on with this guy. Let's get him out of the car and start questioning him. If you have nothing further, I can turn it over to...
Just in Ross, it seems like we clarified some of what Rodriguez said, and speaking to the prolonging, said that as long as tests are being carried out with reasonable diligence, and it seems like if the warrant check was pending, I think your argument would, if they had clearly been slow rolling it or something like that, it might be, certainly those facts would be better for your argument, but I'm just not sure the fact that they weren't writing citations when they could have been means that they weren't being reasonably diligent. But I understand your point is that nonetheless off mission, even though there is on mission work pending.
Right.
It seems like Ross said that that's okay.
I think both Ross and Rodriguez emphasize that, you know, the traffic mission needs to be continuing, needs to be moving forward. And just because there's a pending warrant check doesn't buy them bonus time, sort of.
But I think we said while an officer may conduct off-mission tasks while on-mission tasks is pending in Ross. I mean, aren't we bound by that?
I think that only, I may be wrong, but my impression of Ross was that it's talking about multitasking. And I don't think just because a warrant check is taking a while to come back, that means they can, you know, continue to detain the passenger and start investigating him. That would be, you know, like, that would be kind of green lighting to cops in the future, hey, you know, run all these warrant checks, do everything you can to add time to the stop, and then just don't start writing the citations. Wait until all of that stuff is done. And, you know, that warrant check had to do with the driver, not the passenger. So we have this passenger who just happened to be in this car and just happens to have this driver has this warrant, and now that's going to buy them time to go start investigating him. I just don't think that's what the case law...
I mean, Ross deals with a federal situation. I mean, it's an unlawful seizure when the officer diverts from the infraction, the traffic-based infraction or a safety issue in a way that meaningfully prolongs the stop and investigates in another way a possible other crime.
So this court...
without reasonable suspicion.
Right. So this court, in a lot of ways, this case is very similar to this court's decision in United States v. Clark, where there was a driver and a passenger. The officers had engaged both of them in some questioning. He had run the criminal history check. Now he comes back to ask them more questions about the history check, which he already knew the answers. And in that case, this court found that by the point that they returned to ask those questions, the traffic stop was effectively completed. They hadn't yet started writing the citations, but all the inquiries needed for the stop had been completed, and that added questioning was only 20 seconds. And they said that didn't matter. 20 seconds was too much. You know, it's not the length of time. The brevity, I think that the court's language is, although questioning lasted just 20 seconds, this was Garner later talking about this court's decision in Clark. Although questioning lasted just 20 seconds, we noted the brevity of the questioning didn't bear on whether the questions were off mission.
Well, but I gather the reason that mattered is it increased the overall burden on the person beyond what could be justified by on-mission questioning. Whereas your suggestion is, even if everything is justified by on-mission questioning, they shouldn't simultaneously be able to do any off-mission things while they're waiting. And that just seems like a different principle, or maybe it's just a different reading.
I think, again, we're going back to diligence. So, you know, are they kind of using this pending check as an excuse to not get the rest of the work done that they need to do? And I don't think that's okay. I think when there's still work to be done and there's simultaneously this check that's not yet complete, they still need to be doing the work. That's reasonable diligence. Like, that pending check shouldn't give them this bonus time to go and do an off-mission investigation of this innocent passenger who just happened to be on scene.
I don't think anything further. Thank you. We'll get you back on the phone. Mr. Bannon, when you're ready.
Good afternoon. May it please the court. Patrick Bannon on behalf of the United States. I think this case really has, following Ross, sort of three levels to it. And the first inquiry is the conduct being within the safety and infraction-based mission of the stop. And the second, being whether any of the conduct or any of the questions specifically prolong the stop. And I think following Ross to that second inquiry, Ross is clear that conduct which does not, while there are tasks related to the stop that are ongoing, even off-mission questions that do not meaningfully lengthen the stop do not constitute a violation of
Rodriguez. Did dispatch ever confirm, I'm going to mispronounce his name, warrant?
So at the time that Mr. Beery attempted to flee, dispatch had not gotten back with either the warrant check on Mr. Brawlier or the identification check on Mr. Beery. I think that's in the video.
That did happen.
I'm not sure when that came back, but it did not come back at the time that Mr. Beery attempted to flee. And I think Mr. Beery concedes that that is the case, that there was this outstanding warrant check that hadn't come back at the time. His argument is, no, it didn't come back.
Not necessarily in this case, but in the future, that if a traffic stop is deemed to be valid as long as the officers are waiting to hear back, and then they manufacture the wait so that it takes a really long time and they are not hearing back, doesn't that allow the police to control the length of the traffic stop rather than the mission?
Well, I think what this court has said in prior cases is, with respect to officer diligence, is that it's a reasonable, diligence standard. I think the Wilson case that we cite too in our brief is a good example of that, where it was a different check. It was a rental vehicle registration check, But because that check hadn't come back yet, the questions that the officers were asking at the time to driver and passenger, who were questioned separately, didn't meaningfully lengthen the stop under Rodriguez. And I think, you know, in this case, and I think the video shows this pretty clearly, that it's not a case where the officers were slow walking or, you know, not being diligent in the task. That there was nothing that they could do themselves to speed up the warrant check that was called into dispatch. And I think the video really shows that both Officer Shaheen or Corporal Shaheen and Officer Pratt were being diligent throughout the duration of the stop. In completing the stop, as Judge Amber, you pointed out, it was only about 6 minutes or so. In the Wilson case, for example, it was about 10 minutes before that registration check came back.
But I take your colleague's argument to be that reasonable diligence means that you are always on duty until all of your on-duty tasks are completed. So, I mean, just assume for the sake of the hypothetical that you agree that the questioning of Mr. Berry was off mission, which I understand is not your position. But is reasonable diligence, does that mean always staying on task, on mission, until there's nothing left on mission to do, at which point then you can dally in the off-mission world while you wait for your on-mission pending task to be completed?
Well, I think a couple of responses to that. And first of all, you know, I think the questions themselves and the conduct with respect to Mr. Beer was, you know, on mission in the case. But even if it was determined to be off mission, again, there was nothing that the officers could have done in terms of diligence to speed up the warrant check.
But and my colleague's point says reasonable diligence means they had to be writing citations or doing whatever on mission work was left. And until that's completed, you can't engage in any, like, off mission chit chat, let's call it.
Well, I think Roth addresses that issue pretty squarely in terms of the you know, the meaningful lengthening of a stop in off-mission inquiries and questions specifically, which is really the thrust of Roth. And you know, in Roth, you know, the court didn't find that there was any Rodriguez moment for that reason specifically, even if there were any questions or comments. I think it was more comments in Roth that were deemed to be off-mission that you know they didn't meaningfully lengthen the stop. And, you know, I think to your point in terms of the, you know, the officers asking questions that are off mission, you know, in terms of, you know, they could have been doing other things. I think the second point of Ross and all the Rodriguez cases really is, you know, officer safety issues that arise in the stop. And I think both officers testified that, you know, you know, at the time that the search was conducted, for example, that was, you know, done out of officer safety. And I don't think, you know, any of the cases from, you know, MIMS and some of the Supreme Court cases that address passenger inquiries specifically, you know, recognize that there are, you know, safety-related concerns with regards to the passengers. So I think that, you know, that's a separate concern, too, that, you know, if the attention focused on Mr. Beery at the time, you know, took them from, I think Mr. Beard points to organizing a tow or other things that they could have done. You know, I think the conduct that they did in the case was still related to the, you know, the officer safety concerns, you know, that this court and the Supreme Court has addressed. But I think, you know, sort of the second point to that is, you know, courts have addressed this issue of, you know, reasonable diligence in the past. This has, you know, come up in these Rodriguez cases. You know, I think it is a reasonableness standard, an objective standard, and, you know, in this case specifically, I think, you know, the video really does show that the officers were being diligent. I don't think there's any, you know, case law to support that, you know, there's an order of tasks that need to be done or the officers have to do certain things. There's no sort of checklist under Rodriguez.
All right. Thank you, Mr.
Bennett. Thank you.
Just briefly on this issue of the length of a stop and what it means to measurably extend or not meaningfully add time to it. In Green, this court brought that up, and it specifically pointed to Justice Alito's dissent in Rodriguez, where he sort of lamented about this kind of arbitrary rule that the court had just suddenly put forth. And
in this case, just be decided simply on consent
to the search? No, because by that point, the officers were off mission, and so therefore, any consent he gave, if he gave consent, would have been invalid.
Well, she didn't. I mean, the other officer was getting the report from dispatch. Had he received, I guess he did receive the report, and it showed that an outstanding arrest warrant. How much time elapsed between his coming back to the car, noting that information to his colleague, and then somehow veering from that to some other mission? When did the conversation between the officer with Beery begin?
They had not interacted with him at all until it was somewhere around the 6:30 mark. Before that, they had already determined the warrant. The officers had discussed the warrant. They had decided that they were going to detain the driver temporarily, at least, and tow the vehicle.
So at that point, they would be concerned primarily not so much for traffic, but for safety with respect to the passenger in the car.
I don't think that anything had occurred in those 6 minutes.
Yeah, just for police protocol, you don't want to have something happen and say, geez, all I had to do was check it out. And that's what the officer was doing, was checking it out.
I think everything in the time leading up to when they first engaged with him, though, had shown that they didn't. There was no reason to have any. Objectively, there was no reason to have any safety concerns, considering he had sat quietly and compliantly in the car, and only asked if he could.
The driver's got an arrest warrant now that your antenna go up.
Well, it was just for failing to appear in a retail warrant, which he explained he had just come back from Florida to deal with, and that he actually didn't. He knew there was. The retail theft issue, but I think the failure to appear warrant had literally just been issued, and he explained he didn't even know there was a warrant for him. So I don't think there's anything about a retail theft warrant that should have raised anybody's antennas. And this was also, I mean, it was broad daylight. It was lunchtime. It was a commercial area. You know, there was nothing that should have made the officers, prior to their point of searching Mr. Beery, question, I mean, really have serious safety concerns.
Thank you to both counsel for your helpful briefing and argument. We'll take the matter under advisement and we'll adjourn for the day, but first